it's really important to get a diverse point of views and have accurate information when you're going in to make a decision. So he was very good at that. He did it thoughtfully, and we had some great achievements. You think you mentioned Camp David, which really a lot of that was just him sitting down with Sadat and Begin and hammering out the decision that they reached. We normalized relations with China, which had a huge influence on everything. The Panama Canal treaties was a very big deal. But it said not only to get the treaties done, which was important to Panama, it said a lot to Central and South America. A lot of those countries there have been treated sort of condescendingly by a lot of white American folks. They didn't look on them as being as intellectually gifted and the rest of it. And we treated them fairly. We sat down and worked with them and worked out things as peers. And it changed the way Central and South America looked at the United States and laid the groundwork for a lot of things that have gone on in the last 30 or 40 years. And then we worked against apartheid in South Africa and other places. So we had our hands into a little bit of everything all over the world in foreign policy.
Well, I just think that, you know, again, we're such a violent country. The increase in violence, domestic violence, obviously, the continuation, something that he had seen in his time period, the violence in the inner cities that were going on in the 70s and still going on today in places like Chicago and so forth. And, of course, the economic needs that need to be there. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I know you and I had a chance to talk a little bit on Friday off the air about some of the things that may not necessarily get a lot of progressives excited, but there were so many monopolies in the late 1970s that that Carter and Congress, you know, decided that, you know, it was time to not take, and I think this is really important, you know, for a younger generation and those who are thinking about regulations. Carter was not against oversight of the environment or oversight of work safety. But when it came to regulations that protect monopolies, whether we're talking AT&T or some of the major airlines, he decided to go to bat and deregulated a lot of them. Talk to me about that, because I think people get confused and they say, well, you know, he was like the Republicans. He wanted to basically, you know, get rid of all the regulations. Not getting rid of oversight and protecting the consumer and the environment is a big difference there. Talk to me about that.
Well, right. I mean, I think you could almost say there are two kinds of regulations. One that are preserving the environment, workplace health and safety, and very valuable things to have in our society. If you didn't have regulations, you'd have people driving all over the highways running into each other.
Chaos,
you have to have a sense of order in the world. So we were very supportive of that and increased the regulations and protections in those areas. But what we found, and part of this, again, was President Carter coming to this as a governor and as a businessman, he realized there were a lot of regulations had built up in government over a number of years, primarily through lobbyists getting things passed to protect various industries. So they prevented free enterprise. They prevented competition in many, many industries. So we went through there and cut them out. And there was most of those industries howled and screamed along with the lobbyists, particularly the big, powerful industries, because they wanted to keep the regulations that kept their hold over the business. But we cut out regulations in a lot of transportation areas, such as airline deregulation, trucking, rail deregulation, shipping. All of those things open up competition and made the cost of doing those things come down. Because before, I was involved in a number of those. You could have, I'm going to give you a wild example. If you were going to take a truckload of goods from, say, Seattle to Boston, you may have to go through Dallas to do it, you know, which doesn't make any sense. But that was the way they set the routes up that you had to drive, because that's the way the government said you had to do it. And one of the trucking companies may have had a depot in Dallas or someplace that benefited them, whereas the others didn't. So by doing away with those kind of arcane Gordian knot type regulations, it did free up the industry. We also were involved in communications, and primarily that took a look at AT&T. A lot of people don't realize that back 40-plus years ago, AT&T really controlled all phone communications.
Landlines, you know, before cell phones.
That's what was there.
There was just Ma Bell, as they would say, and it was just one. You know, it wasn't Verizon. It wasn't any of the others. It was just one group.
Well, you can remember Rowan and Martin's Laugh End. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
Right, Lily Tomlin, sure.
There was real control there, and we started the lawsuit and the paperwork to break up Ma Bell. Essentially, it ended up a year or two after we left office during the Reagan administration, but we basically put all that in motion. And since then, now you have all of this stuff. You have cell phones. You have all these various businesses to sell you long-distance services and all these various things that happen because of that. And in banking, we worked a lot to change that. You had kind of stringent regulations of what you could do in banking and S&L and other financial instruments. We opened that up a bit. We left in place a lot of oversight there to protect people from abusing the choices that people could make and protecting people from unscrupulous salespeople. Unfortunately, Reagan took a lot of that out.
Yeah. And you ended up having that's the problem. You open the door, and then the Republicans and the conservatives do all that. One thing that I wanted to get to in the limited time here is that you point out about, you know, opening the door against big corporations, you know, the big Budweisers and the Millers. A lot of microbrews came
Absolutely.
Out of that.
That was an offshoot.
Give me about 30 seconds on that.
Well, I mean, again, when you're going through all this piles and piles of regulations that were restricting the industry, the few of the beer companies and wine companies had protection. By doing away with those regulations, some of them have been on the books since Prohibition, you opened up the possibility of somebody making beer at their home, and that finally, over a number of years, has grown into all these microbreweries and a variety of substance of choices of beer and wine that exist around. We didn't think about that at the time, but it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that has existed since then.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, we've had unfortunately all these big corporations buy all the microbreweries, but it was a great idea to start with. Yeah. Talking with Jay Beck here on the Jeff Santos Show, again, Card Administration official, as we look back at the year 1977. One of the things was so great about Carter was his focus on the environment, particularly put solar panels on the White House. You were, again, this is in the heart of a time period where long gasoline lines, you know, the economy wasn't in great shape, that all started after Vietnam and the inflation and all that stuff. But, big oil, you know, not a fan of solar panels, obviously. We all know the effect they have today. What was that like? I mean, he decided, you know, to put it on the White House as showing an understanding of this. You know, I mean, this is 40 years ago. I think that, to me, shows a lot, not only a foresight, but, you know, understanding what was at stake back then and now.
That was kind of a visible element of a much larger energy policy. When we got there, the policies of our government relating to energy were scattered all over the place. We pulled them together into one department, Department of Energy, where you could organize and manage policy, and in doing that created a much better flow of information and reduced some duplication. Part of that was we looked for other alternative sources to energy from oil and gas, and funded R&D and on solar, wind, geothermal, a lot of other types of energy, including fracking. I mean, we open up, look at everything out there and see if you can find a better way to create energy. And we did that, and what happened, you can look at trends, you can follow the federal money that went into R&D and support for that, and private sector money. They track right together, because private sector money would track with federal money to try to look for new business opportunities, and it ramped way up in the 4 years we were there. Again, Reagan cut it out. It went back down, but I think we left the kernel there. We left the embers of fire that have now grown into a larger solar industry. But we were very strong on the environment. President Carter came out of it from a very strong feeling of conservation and environmental needs. We cut back oil imports by one half. We increased CAFE standards and building regulations and other things, and pushed a lot of conservation. But on the environment, with the particularly the Alaska Lands Bill, we preserved 150